Hello, this is your daily dose of news from On Manorama. I'm your host Swati Ajit and these are the major news stories of Monday, April 22nd, 2024. The opposition strongly criticized Prime Minister Narendra Modi's claim that if Congress were elected, the party would redistribute the nation's wealth to families with more children. Election Commission of India has ordered re-polling in 8 polling stations in Arunachal Pradesh where EVM damage and violence were reported during polling to simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly polls on April 19th. Maldives President Mohamed Yusuf's party secured a landslide victory in Sunday's election, signalling support for his shift towards China and distancing from India. The Delhi High Court on Monday rejected a public interest lawsuit filed by a law student seeking special interim bail for Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who is in judicial custody due to a money laundering case linked to an alleged excise scam. The court also imposed a fine of ₹75,000 on the petitioner. UDF candidate and Congress leader Shafi Parambil has sent a legal notice to KK Shailaja, the LDF candidate, for trying to tarnish his name. Let's get into the details. The opposition criticized Prime Minister Narendra Modi for suggesting that if the Congress were to win, they would redistribute the nation's wealth to families with more children. Speaking at a rally in Rajasthan's Banswara, PM Modi criticized the Congress for its wealth redistribution proposal, alleging it would benefit infiltrators and families with more children. The Congress hit back and accused PM Modi of lying and creating a divide between Hindus and Muslims. The party rejected the Prime Minister's claims and said their manifesto had no such promise. In response to the Prime Minister's statement, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi asserted that the Prime Minister was trying to distract the public from several pressing issues. Additionally, senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh criticized PM Modi for employing hateful language and raised questions about the delay in conducting the census, which was last conducted in 2011 and was expected in 2021. However, a commission spokesperson said the panel would not comment on the Prime Minister's controversial comment. Election Commission of India has ordered re-polling in 8 polling stations in Arunachal Pradesh where EVM damage and violence were reported during polling to simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly polls on April 19th, an official said. The commission in an order on Sunday declared the polling in the 8 polling stations as void and ordered fresh polling on April 24th from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m, Deputy Chief Electoral Officer Likhen Koyu said. An estimated 76.44% of the total 8,92,694 voters exercised their franchise on April 19th to elect 50 MLAs for the 60-member assembly in the northeastern state. The ruling BJP had already won 10 assembly seats unopposed. Maldives President Mohamed Yusuf's party won control of parliament in a Sunday election landslide, results showed, with voters backing his tilt towards China and away from regional powerhouse and traditional benefactor, India. Yusuf's People National Congress had secured more than two-thirds of the 93-member parliament, according to provisional results from the Election Commission of Maldives. The PNC had secured 66 out of 86 declared, already more than enough for a supermajority. The formal ratification of results is expected to take a week and the new assembly is set to be in office from early May. The vote was seen as a crucial test for Yusuf's plan to press ahead with close economic cooperation with China, including building thousands of apartments on controversially reclaimed land. The Delhi High Court on Monday dismissed ₹75,000 crores, a public interest litigation by a law student seeking extraordinary interim bail for Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal, who is in judicial custody in relation to a money laundering case stemming from the alleged excise scam. A bench headed by Acting Chief Justice Manmohan remarked that the petition was totally misconceived and the court cannot grant extraordinary interim bail to a person holding a high office. The court remarked that the AAP leader has the means to take steps to avail his legal remedies and the petitioner holds no power to attorney to make submissions on his behalf. The court emphasized that the concept of equality and rule of law were enshrined in the constitution and Kejriwal was in judicial custody pursuant to judicial orders which were not challenged. There seems to be no end to the series of complaints and cases over the cyber attack against the two main candidates in the Vadagara Lok Sabha election. The latest in salvo was fired by UDF candidate and Congress leader Shafi Parambil when he filed a case against his opponent KK Shailaja, the LDF candidate, for tarnishing his name. The Congress leader has sent a legal notice to the CPM leader in this regard. Shafi claimed that by naming him as the source of the obscene videos, the LDF candidate has tried to demean him in public. there was a complaint that obscene videos were shared on social media and that I was behind the malicious campaign. Neither my party workers nor I have seen such a morphed or obscene video. It was an attempt to tarnish my image in the name of a video which does not exist, Shafi said. That brings us to the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Daily News Dose, hosted by me, Swati Ajit, and produced by Vishnu Murlitharan, with technical support from Idea Brew Studios. Follow www.onmanam.com for detailed updates on the latest news, and be sure to come back tomorrow.